You're listening to the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. We're going to hear from Cody Hess, the head coach of the Wildcats, getting ready for tonight's game against Wright. We will be carrying it on WREF. Cannot wait for that. Plus, we're going to recap last week against Harrison and talk about the sectional draw against Princeton. There is so much to talk about on this week's edition of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. So we'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a moment with head coach Cody Hess. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Cody Hess, the head coach for Modern Day Football, is here on the ref and talking about last week against Harrison. Before we talk about tonight's game against Wright, and certainly a lot to get to there. Coach, really, really appreciate you taking the time. How we doing?
Hey, doing well, Brad. Thanks for having us on. It's always a pleasure.
This may have been the best your offense looked since losing Tate Mallory as QB1. How do you explain the big 44-point showing against Harrison in a victory?
You know, I think overall, this is the second week in a row we've played complimentary football overall. We went down, scored on the opening, or got a stop on the opening drive, went down, scored, made it 7-0. Harrison had a nice response, tied it up 7-7. And then we actually then punted the ball. But then after that, the defense picked us up, made a big play, got an interception. And then from there, Grant Winger intercepted the ball for us. And then offense kind of started clicking again. And then from there, we were able to move the ball on the ground effectively, which helped open up some more pass lanes for us. And then overall, it just led to a nice team victory.
I know that when Tate went down, that was a big deal. And of course, it would be a big deal for any team at any level of football when you lose your starting quarterback. The last 2 weeks being wins, not only wins, but big wins. Against Bossy, more than 40 points. Against Harrison, a 44-7 win last week. How medicinal have the last 2 weeks been for modern day football?
I think it's been really big, just to kind of regain some confidence. You know, we went on a tough stretch there, you know, in the middle of the season, and we talk about it every week. You know, every game was tough in the SIAC, and when you piece together a couple losses, it really makes you question some things. So being able to kind of get some confidence back, get in that win category in that column, has really helped our team and kind of be able to move into this week with a little bit of confidence in rivalry week. A big week, you know, you always want to go into this week, have a little bit of fun, but also know you're going to have a tough opponent. So that's really helped us out.
Again, we're talking to Modern Day's head coach, Cody Hess, here on WREF. And again, a really, really big win, the 44-7 win against Harrison. I talked about the offense. I want to ask you about the defense. Obviously, you mentioned some takeaways, but how would you grade out the defense against Harrison last week?
You know, they did an extremely nice job. We hurt ourselves at one point on the drive that they scored and put them in four-down territory, which we got to fix those things this week. But overall, the defense has done a great job of knowing their tendencies and knowing their keys and, you know, being able to get pressure on opposing teams. And we were able to do that last week and then also make a couple big plays and get some takeaways. And when you're able to do that, you put the offense in a position to be successful. And we were able to do that, which helped us in that victory.
A lot to get to here on Modern Day's weekly football show with head coach Cody Hess here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. After a big 44-7 win against Harrison, coming up on the final regular season game of the year, which we will be airing on WREF later on tonight. But before we get there, last week the draw also came out for the sectional. We're going to ask Cody Hess about that when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages, focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppyandsons.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it is the weekly Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Cody Hess, the head coach of the Wildcats, is here all season. Tonight against Wright's, the regular season finale, which we will be airing on WREF. First postseason right around the corner, Coach, and now you know who that's going to start with. Princeton is the draw for the sectional.
Well, you know, you always wait on that Sunday night to see who you draw and see who you draw, and you know, we drew Princeton, so we're as well, but a lot of focus still on Wright's this week, and then we'll get into Princeton after that, seeing that we can be.
You know, Coach, something that's always fascinated me is how Indiana, so the whole draw the playoff opponent before the regular season ends thing, that's kind of Greek to me. How do you as a head coach keep your guys locked in and focused for tonight's game, considering we all know where the season is going, and that against Princeton on the road?
You know, the one thing that, you know, we're really fortunate about is we care a lot about, you know, there's always a lot of incentive this week to, you know, give it our best effort before we look forward to the first round of sectionals. So, you know, our main focus has been, even though we know what our draw is and you got to see that on Sunday night, you still got to take the task at hand and get prepared for day football player and one that you want to be a part of and make sure that you play to the best of your ability. So for us, it's been a good week of practice of being able to know that we want to try to compete tonight to the best of our ability.
For the sectional for Modern Day Football is Princeton on the road, and that is certainly, Cody Hess says, the attention right now is on Wright, which is good for us on WREF. Deep into tonight's game when we return on WREF. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
The final week of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Cody Hess is here on the ref and getting ready for tonight's game to have this game. WREF coach, thank you so much for taking the time. What does the West Side Nut Club Trophy mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot for your program overall. Just it's a sign of, you know, the next whole year you get to keep that trophy at school, and you know it's on display for the whole year until you play that game again. And for me, you know, for my first year as head coach in the program, it's one of those games you always look forward to if you're a modern day player coach, or if you're a Wright's player coach. You know, it's one of those things that means a lot to your program and means a lot to your school. So, you know, we just want to go out there, play to the best of our ability, and hopefully be able to get the job done.
I feel like at this time of year, no team at any level of football is healthy. But then again, Monterey Day and Wrights are two teams in the SIAC that have especially been bitten by the injury bug. Would you say that's fair, that these teams are in a fairly similar spot at this point in the season where you don't really know who's healthy, you don't know how healthy everyone is, and that could really affect the outcome of this game one way or another?
Yeah, you know, you can tell on film watching them and through things you hear that they've had guys get banged up through the year, and we know that we've had that injury bug as well. But as time goes, you know, in the game of football, it's you got to have that next man up mentality, as we have and they have as well. And each and every week they've grinded it out just as we have. And, you know, you can tell that they're starting to get a little bit more healthy, definitely play more balanced football. And hopefully we're doing the same thing. And, you know, we'll see what happens on Friday night.
Talking to the head coach of Mountain Day Football, Cody Hess, here on WREF, and getting ready for tonight's game against Wrights. And, of course, this rivalry game, it ignites the area. It certainly ignites the west side of town. That said, there is a football game to be played. So, yeah, Coach, I mentioned how Wrights has been bitten by the injury bug. I want to know about where you see them and their progression on tape. What did you see from them in their game last week, and how healthy are they, and what are they doing schematically amidst those injuries?
You know, I think one thing they did extremely well last week, and they really have done, you know, week in and week out, is they run the ball extremely well. And they were able to do that successfully throughout the whole game that they played last week. And their line play, you can tell they're getting really comfortable with one another and playing. But also defensively, you can see now they're getting guys in the position that where they want them, and I think where they're more comfortable at. And, you know, that makes them extremely difficult and tough to move the ball on as well. So overall, you can tell that they are meshing at the time of the year you want to.
Corey Brunson, the head coach at Wrights, and I guess right now he's really the only common denominator of that program with all of their injuries. This is your first year coaching against him as a head coach, but of course not your first year game planning against a Brunson staff. How difficult is it to game plan against Wrights, considering how long their coaching staff has done it and how well they've done it for so long? What does that look like for you?
You know, you got to know tendencies, but Corey has done an extremely good job at Wrights or any program that he's led in this area. You know, offensively, he's one of the great minds that we have here in town. He does so much offensively, and just he knows how to attack defenses. So you got to be able to mix things up here and there, try to give them different looks, and his staff always is prepared for us. So, you know, we face a tough task, and you know, it's one of those games, though, you just got to remember, know your keys, know your tendencies, and then you got to be able to make in-game adjustments as you go.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Tonight's game against Wright should be an instant classic. That's why we're excited to carry it here on WREF. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Thank you. Take care.
You got it. This has been the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.